This is Kathy Lipton, Executive Editor of the Economic Research Service's Amber Waves magazine. I'm here today with Linda Calvin, one of the authors of the feature article, Labor-Intensive U.S. Fruit and Vegetable Industry Competes in a Global Market. As the title of your article indicates, the U.S. fruit and vegetable industry relies very heavily on labor. Can you tell us just how important labor is in the produce industry?
Well, ERS research shows that when you're looking specifically at fruit and vegetable farms, 42% of the variable production expenses are labor. Now, of course, this depends on the particular commodity because some of the commodities are mechanically harvested and have been for decades, like potatoes, and others are hand harvested, and that's very expensive. Whenever growers face pressure on profits, they're going to be looking at labor, the biggest single variable production cost, as a way to cut costs.
In your article, you looked in particular at 7 fruit and vegetable industries to see how growers do rely on labor, and you focused particularly on the potential for harvest mechanization. Tell us quickly, which industries did you examine?
We looked at Washington fresh market apples, then we looked at oranges, and here we divided oranges into Florida processing oranges going to juice and California fresh market oranges. We looked at raisins, California fresh market strawberries, fresh market asparagus, and lettuce. Now, we only looked at commodities that are completely hand-harvested or at least partly hand-harvested. We did not look at any commodities that are completely mechanically harvested. So we covered a wide range of types of products. We also have a range of industry size. For example, the farm gate value of lettuce was a little over $2 billion in 2005 to 2007. And on the other extreme, fresh market asparagus was only $91 million.
So in general, how do growers in these industries adapt if, for any reason, there's a shortage of labor or the cost of hiring workers increases?
Well, first, let's look at how growers could try to reduce their labor costs. You can use less labor. In asparagus, which has had a lot of import competition, at some times in the season, labor costs are very high relative to asparagus costs. So a grower might decide not to harvest during the whole season, which means lower yields, but also lower labor costs. Sometimes growers can make labor more efficient. For example, right now in the apple industry, there's a lot of research on platforms that they could use while they are harvesting apples. And research has shown that when growers are out there in the apple orchards harvesting, only 30% of their time is actually spent picking apples. The rest of this time is hauling big ladders and positioning them and moving bags of apples back and forth. If you had a mobile platform going down the rows, people would be spending most of their time on picking. And let me emphasize, this is still in the research stage. We don't have a commercial mobile platform for apples yet. The third option, if you're trying to reduce labor cost, is to mechanize. Some crops have mechanical options out there already. It's just a question, do growers want to adopt them? Some growers don't have anything on the horizon and don't have that option. So you can focus just on reducing labor costs. But even if you can't reduce labor costs, you might actually still be able to reduce total production costs, even if labor is going up. And we see other kinds of technology improvements that reduce costs or increase yields, which can maintain profitability even if labor costs are going up. For example, strawberries, the yield over a period of our study went up 63%. So while yield is going up that high, you can accommodate some increase in labor.
What I gathered from your article is that basically commodity characteristics, import-export competition, domestic demand, the availability of mechanical harvesters, and some other factors influence growers' decisions about when to mechanize or how much to mechanize.
That is the main conclusion of our study. Produce is not a homogeneous group, and that if labor costs were increasing, some people would be more vulnerable to that change than others. Raisins have mechanical options. In fact, they have 2 mechanical harvesting options. In the United States, raisin consumption has decreased. almost half of the crop is exported, so we're very reliant on those export markets. The raisin industry faces export competition with Turkey, which is a low-cost producer of raisins. Now, what happened was there were these technologies out there, and a few people were experimenting with them, but they're sort of pioneers in technology. But in 2000, there was a huge crop. Prices fell 56%. There was a labor shortage about that time, and there was a new improved mechanical grape harvester. From 2000, only 1% of the raisin harvest was harvested mechanically. And by 2007, it was up to 45%. So they had those options waiting there. And when the economics were favorable, growers started to adopt them. Now, that's not the case in other industries. In comparison to raisins, the strawberry industry has increasing per capita consumption. In the time period we looked at, fresh strawberry consumption was up 75%. Fresh production was up 81%, and the yield was up 63%. And we don't have very much import competition in strawberries. We produce strawberries year-round. We import a little bit from Mexico. 2005-07, 8% of strawberry consumption was imported. In Ventura County, many growers have adopted this labor aid, the conveyor belt. Ventura County is very flat. It works pretty well there. In the north in California, the area is hillier, and this technology hasn't taken off yet. The strawberry industry is not under so much pressure.
Does mechanization sort of depend, too, on the characteristic of the fruit itself? For example, I think of strawberries as a somewhat delicate fruit, where maybe mechanical harvesting wouldn't work as well.
Well, right. It is very delicate, and strawberry plants are harvested over a long time period. So you can't go through and damage the plant, because you're depending on them to keep producing for many months. In Florida, where most of the orange crop is going to juice. And the technology they've started using there are these machines which shake the canopy and oranges go bouncing off. For processing oranges, the outside appearance of the orange is not important. And in California, on the other hand, where it's going to the fresh market, they can't use this technology there because the oranges would be banged up. So what seems like a very similar crop actually has a very different experience.
So in that case, end use makes a difference in mechanization.
Does.
Thank you, Linda, for sharing your research with us today. If you want to learn more about labor in the fruit and vegetable industry, you'll find Linda's article in the December issue of Amber Waves at www.ers.usda.gov/amberwaves. This has been a podcast of USDA's Economic Research Service. Thank you for listening.